A special election to fill the first Berkshire District seat in the Massachusetts House has been set for November 7th. The Massachusetts House of Representatives adopted an order on Monday setting the election to replace 1st Berkshire District Representative Galen Critty, who died June 17th from breast cancer at 63. The primary will be October 10th. Voters in the district's largest city, North Adams, will already be going to the polls to pick a new mayor that day, which Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts political scientist Samantha Petty says could affect turnout.
Actually, it is probably better for turnout to have the election on the regular election day in North Adams anyway, since special elections usually have just lower turnout in general because it's not usually anything going on.
Petty says holding this special election on the same day will save the city roughly $6,000. She says it could also affect who might run for an elected position, especially with the mayoral race happening at the same time. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright announced in May he is not seeking a fifth term. Tom Bernard, the director of special projects at Smith College in Northampton, is the only candidate in the running to replace Alkenbright so far.
I mean, it's certainly a possibility that people see incentives to move up in the political system.
Williams College political scientist Jim Mann expects candidates to emerge soon.
It's going to be competitive one way or the other. I think both will be competitive. And part of this reason will be because we really do have an awful lot of time for people to pull out papers.
Nominations require 150 certified signatures. The deadline for nomination papers is August 29th locally, and they must be certified by the state by September 5th. State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, a Democrat from Pittsfield, says candidates will likely start filing their papers soon. But as far as who is running?
If I was looking to get to ask somebody in the North Adams City Committee to talk to, I would talk to Gail. So that's not that helpful, is it?
County Republicans will be looking at the race over the next few weeks, telling WAMC they will likely wait until after a potential primary to back a candidate. Democrats have an enrollment edge across Berkshire County, but Republicans have been sent to Beacon Hill in the past. Petty says it could go either way. Mann agrees, but Western Massachusetts
votes reliably Democratic.
As for Mayor Alkenbright, he gave WAMC a Sherman statement.
As of the end of December, folks will never see my name on a ballot again.
Former North Adams Mayor John Barrett tells WAMC News he is eager to see who will run for mayor and for the state legislature, and that he is keeping his options open. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau to Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.